This is KAZU, Pacific Grove, Santa Cruz, and Salinas. The views expressed here are those of myself, Mae Brussel, and do not necessarily reflect the views of KAZU staff or board of directors. We want to thank Coast Components at 684-1185, the Monterey Bay Area's distributor of electronics components. Thank you for the underwriting grant that helps to bring you the following hour of World Watchers. The following hour of World Watchers is made possible also in part by Lowdown, a leading manufacturer of microcomputer peripherals located in Scotts Valley. For more information, call 438-7400. My name is Mae Brussel. The title of this broadcast is World Watchers. It is program number 831, November the 9th, 1987. I'm going to spend the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, as much as I think is necessary, to make inroads into a multiple group of problems and questions that I've had on the air for many, many years, going back to the early 70s, but which are all coming to a head at this time, interestingly enough. And people who have taken a back broadcast might have wondered what the connections were between a lot of material that I had on Son of Sam, the Manson family, the occult, Hitler's occult, the law enforcement, and so forth, and the Defense Department. And now the combination of forces of these very elements are coming together very loud and clear. I was up in San Francisco yesterday with Barbara Honegger. We saw that play I recommended to listeners. It's called A Bright Room Called Day. It's a very good play. It's written by a man named Mr. Kushner. He's from New York, Tony Kushner. And it has a setting of the Weimar Republic in 1932 and 33, where a group of intellectuals are gathering for a New Year's Eve party. And the rest of the play is about how each individual has to deal with his society falling apart, their dreams smashed, and the reality of Germany is all of a sudden something totally different than any of them had ever imagined, in spite of there being such great intellectuals. The parallels here are tremendous. It reminds me of people from the Democratic Party or the civil rights people concerned with human rights or various affairs, the Iran-Contra affair and the secret team, who are in some ways just talking about situations at the very easy level, assuming that if we do this, then the response will be thus and so. And I'm absolutely convinced that there are forces that have planned much more for us and that people are not addressing those problems. When candidates come through, Democratic candidates, even Republicans, if you want to ask them, the question isn't personality, whether it's Mr. Dukakis or Senator Gore or Babbitt or so forth. It isn't the individuals. It is the problems we are facing, and they should be asked about the problems, whoever they are. And it doesn't matter who you decide to have a candidate, they're selected for you. It is the problems that have to come out. Now, the greater part of the day, from 1 o'clock until 6, we were at the Mark Hopkins Hotel for a conference of psychologists and persons who have been sexually molested, who have been victims of satanic rites, whose cases now, some of them are in a court, a matter up in San Francisco Bay Area that linked to national, international problems, actually. And this conference was set up by Felix Polk, the parent, he and his wife, parents of sexually abused child, and several other psychologists, and two people from the McMartin School from Los Angeles, talking about the satanic rites that the children go through in the nursery school, such as seeing other children cut up and the penis cut off and put in the mother's mouth, and the baby's child is wrapped up and smashed, the bones are smashed, and then it's burned in front of these children. And there are cassette tapes of this conference that we attended. It was all day. The tapes, 3 tapes for the entire conference, are $20. You can write to Conference Recording Service, 1308 Gilman Street, Berkeley, California, 94702. You can break it up into 3 different sections of the conference, $7 each, but it's terribly important to hear the whole thing if these subjects interest you. And maybe in the next few weeks and after this evening, as I get into the material, the subject will very much begin to interest you. Two of the people attending this conference were parents of sexually abused children that were involved in satanic rites. And I'll tell you who was taking these children from the daycare center at the Presidio in San Francisco. And one of the parents, a father, is a nuclear physicist for the Army. They had the child at the Presidio Daycare Center, and the other is a dentist, Captain Mike Tobin, a graduate of West Point. And, of course, there were satanic rites and abuse of children at the nursery schools in West Point this past year at the very military academy, and that was hushed up as much as it could be. Now it's the case is moving identical circumstances to San Francisco and the Presidio, and maybe there will be more attention there because San Francisco is more sophisticated in getting action, political activists, on these matters. The organization that these people have formed is called Enough. It's to alert people to the horror of violence against children, the failure of the criminal justice system to protect the children, and what interested me, there were young adults and teenagers that were sexually abused, but these are small children who are in nursery school and very young, 4 to 6 to 8 years old, and the organization feels that there is a mass movement entirely across the United States and in Germany and so forth of people abusing children. And the common denominator of all the people who had been abused or whose children had been abused was that the law enforcement does nothing. The local police, the district attorney, the prosecution, there's nothing set up in courts for children's rights. And, of course, I went into the collusion of the Justice Department, the Police Department with Son of Sam and the Manson family and the cases that I have studied because the law enforcement did nothing. But now there are parents who are establishment, can't be more establishment than military, nuclear physicist, and a dentist doing surgical work for the Army up in San Francisco. And I'm going to tell you in the weeks to come about some of that conference. They had a reading list. If you want to write to the organization for literature or help them, it's called Enough. The parents decided, and the psychologist and his wife, who decided to get this together and realize that their child had been sexually abused and that they were trusting the people at the nursery school who were in charge of him, they formed this organization called Enough, P.O. Box 712550, Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. And if you write to them and get a reading list and become educated on this, and even on our Monterey Peninsula, I was shocked that the San Francisco Chronicle that's delivered to my home didn't have the articles all last week that were in the San Francisco Chronicle on the newsstands. The first edition that comes out was kept from the people who got it delivered at home. Now, they spoke about ritual abuse indicators and fear of children when they afraid their house will be burned or their parents will be killed, and fear of blood, and they talk about drinking blood, and they've been eating feces and drinking urine, and fear of bathtubs or having their hair washed, and afraid of needles because they're getting injections right at the Presidio Army School and then taken off the Army base to the head of a satanic organization, a man I'm going into, who works for the Defense Department and takes NATO, top NATO people or members of his group, through rituals of the Waffen-SS. They warned about children writing numbers backwards, letters backward, seeing satanic symbols that are being put upon them, inverted crosses, the number 666 if they're writing it. They warned about preoccupation of death. These are little tiny children. Then the parents are finding these symptoms and warning about talking about animals being hurt or killed and descriptions of dismemberment of animals, which they are witnessing, and they going through the trauma of physical and sexual abuse. Sexually transmitted diseases is a possibility, and they witness sadistic behavior, harming animals, harming other children, and some of these children, there is a fear that magic has been implanted into them, and they are fearful of bombs, monsters, ice, insects into them themselves. The children are afraid of those things. Now, this is very serious. I think you agree, and I've saved articles across the country on this matter, but there is an organization now called Enough, and as the literature comes out, I'll be sharing it with you. Now, to get into that subject, I just want to mention that a attorney in New York City, Mario Merola, just died October the 31st, several weeks ago or 10 days ago. He was the attorney behind the Son of Sam investigation of David Berkowitz, who tried to say that David Berkowitz was the lone killer of these various people in New York, when it turns out he's part of this satanic cult that goes from coast to coast. And I'll be doing a lot to update the David Berkowitz story with you and describe parts of the book, The Ultimate Evil. Now, the attorney who prosecuted that also got Raymond Donovan off this. Mr. Merola, a witness to the Raymond Donovan trial, which was being investigated again very quietly. And, of course, there were three murders, primary witnesses during the time our Secretary of Labor was being investigated for mafia connections. So the attorney who knows about Son of Sam and Raymond Donovan was running for an elective office. He was up as a Democrat for re-election this past week as a senior member of the New York City's five district attorneys. And he dropped dead of an apparent stroke. That's one of those diseases that goes around, apparent heart attack, apparent stroke. A witness to Donovan and Son of Sam, and those things aren't separately related, who won the election. His name was on the ballot. He won it, but he was good and dead, age 65. Now, in studying the coups that have taken place in this country by the Defense Department and the intelligence community, I always dated the overthrow of Iran as the first, what they called, successful coup of the establishment, business establishment. And Bill Moyers had on his program last week, I'm sure all of you saw that, it played several times, but some in the East don't get the National Public Radio and the story of the secret team that runs Washington and foreign affairs. He referred to Iran as the first coup. I have to go backwards now and say that the first coup of the United States took place, actually, in, I refer to that time period, where in Bern, Switzerland, where Alan Dulles was working with SS Karl Wolf and Heinrich Himmler to take over the world after the war was over, working with the Nazis. And I think America's coup didn't happen in Dallas in 1963. It happened in Bern, Switzerland. Looking up and the research on Heinrich Himmler, because of the connections to these events I'm going to share with you, in the book The Zodiac and the Swastika, How Astrology Guided Hitler's Germany, it's written by Wilhelm Wolff, who was the astrologer, one of them, for Hitler. He tells the story of how working for Heinrich Himmler, he was close to him, that they planned the July 20th, 1944 assassination attempt on Adolf Hitler, at which time Heinrich Himmler would be head of the Third Reich. Probably he would have been the one who escaped and left if he were the head of the country at that time. And this book says, after the unsuccessful attempt on Hitler's life, as of July 20th, 1944, I was told by Dr. Govertz, who was in close contact with Gerald von Gavernitz, an official on the staff of Alan Dulles' OSS services in Bern, Switzerland, that the Polish intelligence knew about Stauffenberg's plot to kill Hitler on July 10th, and they were asked to report on the reaction. What would the Poles do? What would the Ukrainians do? What would the movement do if there was a coup d'etat in Germany? So the staff of Alan Dulles in Bern, Switzerland, and with Heinrich Himmler, were working with the very people, Mr. Schellenberg and so forth, who were going to try but didn't succeed in killing Hitler, at which time Heinrich Himmler would have been the head of the government. All of the while, he was head of the Gestapo, the Waffen-SS. In the same book, it describes the late Baroque castle, which Heinrich Himmler used as a retreat. And this castle is part of the San Francisco Nazi Presidio occult story I'm going into. It says this castle, which is fabulously beautiful, in a fabulously beautiful part, once belonged to Prince Schwarzenberg. It lies at the foot of the Gaisberg. It has magnificent view of Salzburg Alps. Access is difficult, but Heinrich Himmler, a ruler right alongside of Adolf Hitler, a man of steel in original activities when he started, he was a poultry dealer, a manure salesman, interestingly. The world first took note of him June 30th, 1934, in connection with the Rome affair, in which he had been obliged to order the execution of a group of people he called conspirators. He has since then been known in the anti-Nazi circles as the Bloodhound, and Himmler comes into this story. Also, I refer many times to two books that were the key surrender of the United States to the Waffen-SS. One, Operation Sunrise, The Secret Surrender, written by Bradley Smith, that came out in 1977, and one by Alan Dulles of the OSS, who was working with Himmler's agents, called The Secret Surrender. Also, the books, their title is very close. One, Operation Sunrise, Secret Surrender. The other, The Secret Surrender, written by the man who was making the arrangements himself. Harper and Row published it in 1966. Now, the articles that I'm going to be covering for the next few weeks in detail, I want to give you the list of them as they have come out and the reference I'm going to use, because I will be using these articles and weaving them in and out with these books for the next 3, 4, or 5 weeks. I call this part one of this story, and I think you'll see why. The bibliography for the next few weeks will be 1, Hitler, the Occult Messiah by Gerald Suster, published by St. Martin's in 1981. Gods and Beasts, The Nazis and the Occult by Dusty Sklar, published in 1977. The Zodiac and the Swastika, How Astrology Guided Hitler's Germany, published by Coward McCann in 1973. Secrets of the SS, Glenn Infield wrote that. Stein and Day published it in 1982. The Ultimate Evil, An Investigation into America's Most Dangerous Satanic Cults, The Son of Sam, The Manson Family, published by Dolphin. It just came out, 1987. And, of course, these subjects and these books I have used throughout the years as very much a part of the giving away or taking of America, whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to refer to these books before I do others as references. Now, the major articles that came out this past week, and I'm going to list them because people who get tapes of these broadcasts with other parts of the country are not getting these stories at all. It is identical to the Western Gold story and the links to the Los Angeles Police Department and the computers with the list of persons' names that were ordered destroyed. The material was ordered destroyed years ago when it was put into Western Gold's. That is now in the control of Carl Spitz Channel and Admiral Thomas Moore and John Singlaub. The stories of Western Gold's were in the L.A. Herald and in the L.A. Times and never made the wire services, and I have about 100 important news stories. So this is what is going to happen to you people on the east or up north in Oregon or south in Texas or wherever you are in Minneapolis and so forth. You're not going to get these unless you ask a library to send them to you. And I'm going to read the major articles that were one full page of the newspaper practically just in the past few days. The first was Satanic Cult Leader Linked to the Presidio Daycare Center. Presidio is the Army base up in San Francisco. This was San Francisco Examiner, October the 30th, written by B. Cito. And I'm putting the name of the author because many authors are in on this case. And as I say, San Francisco has a dose of this with the Manson family, the Zodiac Killer, the Zebra Killer, all linked to the same network of the occult, of the military, of the Defense Department. So maybe they'll get on this story. The next article is Molesting Rituals Reported, Presidio Child Abuse Case, San Francisco Chronicle, October 31st. Edward Lehmann and Bill Wallace. The next is Army Says Constitution Let Satanists Hold Top Secret Job. San Francisco Chronicle, November the 3rd, 1987. John Whittinger and Bill Wallace. Top Secret Job, you bet. He takes the NATO chiefs over to the castle of Heinrich Himmler. Wait till we get into that some more. The next major article is Presidio Satanists, A Scary Enigma to Observers. San Francisco Examiner, November the 2nd, 1987, Ivan Sharp. The next, Presidio Case Center, the first to face Army scrutiny. And maybe that's because those parents have had enough. San Jose Mercury, November the 4th, by Linda Goldston. The next, Satanism, linked to scores of U.S. child abuse cases. San Francisco Chronicle, November the 5th, Edward Lepinen. Next, Worldwide Probe of Army Centers. The Pentagon Tackles the Presidio Molest Case, November the 5th, 1987, San Francisco Chronicle by Dave Garrell. The next, Bay Navy officer beaten to death, bludgeoned in the kitchen on his head. That was just this week, November the 5th, 1987. And because one of these men whose child was abused, who is suing, is a member of the nuclear science over in the Bay Area. And this Bay officer was bludgeoned to death. And there are people over there protesting the feasibility of Star Wars also. The next, Army team probes child abuse charges, L.A. Times, and they gave this story, page 35, a small 12-inch report. Now, it was that way in reverse with Western Gulf. When L.A. carried that paper, the San Francisco paper didn't carry it. Of course, nothing in the Washington Post, and this is military, national, international, and I will be sending copies of these tapes and writing up charts and outlines for the Armed Services Committee. The next story, Army team probes child abuse charges. Oh, that's the LA Times. The next, separate from the Bay Area, but very important, is the elite British regiments criticized for violence in the ranks. And this is that type of activity particularly taking place when they're initiated, taken over to Germany, New York Times, November the 4th. And then Satanist accused of molesting girl, soldier calls probe a witch hunt. That's a play on words. The Satanist is calling his investigation a witch hunt. San Jose Mercury, November the 11th, 1987, by Linda Goldstein. Now, those are the books and those are the articles that I'm going to be sharing with you regarding this matter. Now, the persons involved in this story, the cast of characters, the main two people are Michael Aquino and his wife Lilith, who came from a satanic church in New York City, and they have a home in San Francisco when he was stationed there, and I'm going into these articles because they're long and they're detailed, but I want to tell you where I'm leading to so you have some idea of what this story is. He's in the Army Reserve. He's a lieutenant colonel like Oliver North. He's currently assigned as staff officers for the U.S. Army Reserve Personnel Center in St. Louis, Missouri. This little 3.5-year-old girl was one of a group of children. There's about 10 out of 55 abused children. And a gentleman on the Presidio named Gary Hambright is answering charges to only 10 of the children. That's the first collusion of the prosecution to not bring in 50. If out of 100 children, 50 were abused, sexually abused, and participated in satanic rites, the prosecution on the Presidio, which is the military part of it, has decided to limit the case to Gary Hambright. But this little girl was at the shopping center at the Presidio, and she recognized two people. And she told her parents, she's just 3.5 then, she's 4 now, that was Mickey, and the man was Mickey, and the woman was Shambi. And she grabbed her father by the legs and was very scared and suggested that they did terrible things to her, and took her off the base. Mickey and Shambi were Michael and Lilith Aquino. She said she recognized them, and she gave them details of where they took her and put her in a bathtub with animal figurations on the corner of the tub and an all-black room, and that she had been injected and taken off the Army base at the Presidio to Leavenworth Drive in San Francisco, and she described all four walls are black, and the men were dressed as women. Those were their capes, the satanic witchcraft capes, and the woman was dressed as a man. So a search warrant was given to go into the apartment, and there were the black walls, all black walls, and there was a cross over the ceiling, which she described, and the bathtub that she said she was put in, and the clothing of these people, Michael and Lilith Aquino. And the matter stands right now that because she was taken from a military base to a home in San Francisco that the San Francisco police have to prosecute. But the man she was taken to is very high up in the United States military, and she was taken from a military base, and the San Francisco police are not yet charging him or her with anything, even though the child gave a 100% accurate description of what the place looked like, the ceiling, the walls, the tub. The clothing were there. The police picked up videotapes and records, all kinds of material from their computer, and have decided to stay away. The prosecutor of the Presidio sexual molestation against Gary Hambrick has said, and I'll put his name and their names on the air in the weeks to come so you get to know them, at least to remember them if you want to play this back, and maybe they'll get great appointments by Ronald Reagan's successor someday. But anyway, the people involved that she described are not yet wanted by the San Francisco police. This is identical to Son of Sam Manson family and all the other horror stories that I have studied through the years. Michael Aquino, the person that she recognized as Mickey, was a former stockbroker for Merrill Lynch. There was a massacre of 8 people in Philadelphia recently where this man came out of a bunker-type home, and he was a former stockbroker for Merrill Lynch. Now, Merrill Lynch was named in Judge Kaufman's crime report as depositing money from organized crime that came from Italy, from the P2, the pizza connections. Donald Reagan was chairman of Merrill Lynch. He became chief secretary of the Treasury under Reagan and chief of staff of the White House. Michael Aquino, for a while, worked at Merrill Lynch. He was a former student just recently at the National Defense University at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C. He holds 2 advanced degrees in political and science. He's interested in political science from the University of California, a doctor's degree, and 1 from George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And he also taught a professor of political science at Golden Gate University in San Francisco. He holds a top secret security clearance for the United States. He's highly decorated as a lieutenant colonel, served in the Green Berets in Vietnam, still holds a top security clearance, even though this situation is taking place out in San Francisco. His expertise in Vietnam War was psychological warfare. Expert in PSYOPs, those are the capital letters PSYOPS, psychological operations. That was his expertise, political science and psychological operations. And for the weeks to come, I'm going to read you sections of his book, and I'm going to try and get his books. But his description of the necessity to mass produce and brainwash all people inside the United States, never mind enemy overseas. There's nothing about enemy, it's about us. He served as a liaison officer to the NATO countries, and NATO was very much part of Licio Gelli's P2. Gelli was involved with the Bologna bombing, with Francesco Pazienza, with mass murders, with setting up the death squads in Argentina, in Bolivia, worked with the CIA. Gelli was at Reagan's inauguration. Alexander Haig was part of NATO and worked closely with Ledeen and visited Ledeen and Pazienza just 3 weeks before Reagan was inaugurated. This person was a liaison officer to the NATO countries. He is a consulting faculty member of the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. And just pulled this up and visualize this man getting children whose parents are working, who leave them at a military day school, and they're injected and taken to this man's apartment where the rituals begin. He believes and writes about the coming apocalypse, that there will be an annihilation. Practically most everyone will die except for a very few elect. And he's advising the NATO, and he works with psychological operations, top secret security clearances, and is ready for with the military, and he's in the military with the reserves right now, believes that this great Armageddon is going to come and that there will be annihilation of a lot of people. He's the leader of the Temple of the Set, the Satanic Church headquartered in San Francisco. He worked with Anton LaVey until 1975. LaVey makes the connections, and when he was working with him through those years, to Roman Polanski, to the Sharon Tate murder, to the Manson family, to David Berkowitz, to a murder at Stanford campus of the Peroff girl, the year before to the Perloff girl, and I'll go into their murders. I had those matters on the air in 1977-78 on my programs on World Watchers, and Anton LaVey was the advisor for Roman Polanski's movie when he made the Rosemary's Baby. And then the same people worked with Manson, who killed Sharon Tate and she was pregnant with a baby, and 5 other people, and then the next night killed the LaBiancas. and made a grand score of 8 people while they wrote Helter Skelter to make it look like the Beatles were associated with the violence. And if that wasn't enough, they left the credit cards of Bianca's and others in the black part of town to make it look like black people did these murders. I've done years of broadcasting, but I'm going to update it now for new listeners and people who weren't listening to World Watchers back in those days, and show how those materials are coming together now. We'll take a 1-minute break because this is the end of the half hour.